Vitley.
SAFM Sports Special with John Carricker. There's no sport too small.
So besides the Cape Town cycle tour, there's been some mountain biking on the go. Our regular cycling feature is, along with Mylene Painter, Cycling South Africa's PR and Communications Officer, some mountain biking in Stellenbosch yesterday, Mylene.
Yes, John, we had the opening round of the UCR Mountain Bike World Cup take place in Stellenbosch, and the men and women, they both put on an incredible performances in the first World Cup of the year. And that took place on the slopes of the Kutzenberg Mountain and was very well supported as well. A lot of people coming out to attend, which was fantastic to see. Young Kiwi rider Samuel Gaze, who I see finished second close behind Nolan Hoffman today as well, he actually rode out of his socks in an electrifying encounter with world champion and Olympic champion Nino Schurter from Switzerland. And Schurter only succumbing to Gaze's powerful sprint right at the end of the seven-lap race. And not far behind to take the third place was Maxime Moreau from France. And it was just an absolutely electrifying race from start to finish between Gaze and Schurter in that race. A young 23-year-old coming through and really ruffling the feathers of the legendary Schurter, who is now 32 years old. Yeah. The women's race saw Dane Annika Langfat winning after a lengthy duel with the French woman, Pauline Ferrand-Prévot. And this was Langfat's fourth year that she's won the opening World Cup of the season, and she seems to have made it her trademark. But not surprising, as she is always preparing for the epic at this time of the year, so her fitness is at an all-time high. And Langfat, as always, was able to counter Prévot's attacks throughout the race, and she always seemed to be the stronger rider as the race progressed. And in the final lap, she surged ahead to just cruise along on her own and take the victory, with Prévot managing to hang on to her second place and Dutch rider Anne Talba finishing in third. So, but just fantastic racing to be seen in South Africa, and most of these riders also at the top of their game that are preparing for the Absa Cape Epic, which starts next week as well.
We've just spoken to the men and ladies winners at the Cape Town Cycle Tour, but it must be great to see, or it is great to see, women riding and not getting, or not, no vets getting in their way, riding their own race.
Yeah, fantastic for women to have their own race, and it's been a long time coming. And well done to Kim LeCour from Demacon for taking her victory there today. I believe it was a photo finish. So very exciting racing from the women's side, which is always good to see. And Nolan Hoffman as well, congrats to him on his victory for his BCX team. Three victories for Nolan, so he's really riding the wave there at the cycle tour. But there's just thousands of cyclists that race for different reasons at this race every year, a lot of them for charities or even for personal goals. And just well done to all of those who decided to make the cycle tour one of your goals this year. And especially if you finished, it's a fantastic achievement. Well done.
Let's go on to Cycling South Africa. You guys need a new manager?
Yeah, we're looking for a junior high-performance track cycling manager. So we're looking to grow and develop our junior track cycling and give some depth to the track cycling side of our sport. So we're calling for the expressions of interest to be submitted to the Federation for the position of the junior high-performance track cycling manager. And as with the positions at the Federation, it is an unpaid volunteer position, and all nominees are required to provide information for submission, which will go before an appointed panel for shortlisting. The information required is a comprehensive CV and cover letter that addresses the requirements of the position. Those requirements of the position can be found online on cyclingsa.com under our track section. They also require a coaching license of level 2 or higher, and a letter of support as well from your provincial cycling structures or region. And these applications must be submitted by noon on the 19th of March. So any more details that you need regarding the role and what it entails, it's all on our website, and just go and check it out.
And what's happening in Gqeberha?
Gqeberha is going to be the venue of our Mountain Bike Marathon Championships, and that's on the 14th of July. It's a super popular mountain bike destination in South Africa. Just got some amazing trails and, fantastic place to ride. And it's also an already established race in the form of the Nissan Trail Seeker Series. So this year's Gqeberha event doubles as the Marathon Championships in Oak Valley on the 14th of July. And while the marathon champs always attracts our dedicated and committed endurance athletes of the sport, the event is also guaranteed to be family-friendly and caters for all levels of skills and fitness. So to meet the expectations, though, of the top riders and to crown a worthy marathon champion, the longer routes in the UCI categories will be challenging, to say the least. But the elite men and women will be required to cover 87-kilometer ultramarathon distance. And then there's also a 70-kilometer marathon distance, which will apply to some of the younger masters categories. And then you've got a half marathon distance of 40 kilometers, which applies to our youth and junior categories as well as some of the older masters categories, as well as a fun race of 20 kilometers and a fun ride of 10 kilometers. So it really is a family day out. Bring your friends and have a great ride, and then, yeah, the national champions that are racing for the crown will be crowned in their various categories.
Cycling tip of the week, please.
Well, this one is, I thought of saying that all those who rode the cycle tour today can take the day off their bike tomorrow.
Monday's always rest day.
Monday's rest day. Well, seriously, John, it is important to rest, and even if you want to go for a bit of a slow pedal, gauge your body, gauge how you feel. It's not always good to just get on your bike and train. Let your body rest as well.
That's Mylene Pater, Cycling South Africa's PR and Communications Officer. Find out more at cyclingsa.com.